Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, Hunte, coming to you live from outside in Mother Nature, and we're going to take a look at the first half of February and see what's coming in energetic-wise. Take it away, birds. Sing us the outro. Okay. All right. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the mother loving lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. So today we're going to be taking a look at the first half of February and see what's coming in for the collective. So to kick off the first, we have the moon in Scorpio square Pluto in Aquarius. And this is really giving us that little moment to stop, take a look around, and look at what might be contributing to something of a blockage, drama, toxic energy, and really try to bring balance to whatever those situations may be. Now we also have the moon entering Scorpio, so there will be a high energy of passion. So make sure you're staying in balance as well with that energy. Now on the second, we have Mercury in Capricorn, sextile Neptune in Pisces. So a lot of imaginative energy is really running up rampant. So, you know, take this energy and place it into a project, something you want to, you know, pursue as a goal or what the case may be. Now we do have a moon event, which is going to be the last quarter moon in Scorpio. So this is going to be the last quarter moon in Scorpio, and it's really a time to like take a little look at what we're doing, clean it up, clear it out, and we have up to the next week to really tie up any type of loose ends or find any solutions to any negativity or maybe a problem, whatever the case may be. Now on the third, we're going to have the moon in Scorpio sextile Mercury in Capricorn. So a lot of energy you want to keep with your goals, your ambitions, your projects. So this is really like the time to like open doors of exploration and explore some of those new ideas and plans that are going to be coming in with this energy. Now on the fourth, we're going to have the moon in Sagittarius square Saturn in Pisces. So there's going to be an energy that will require discipline. So whatever it is you're working on, make sure you do what you need to do to get it done, hunty. Now we also have the moon in Sagittarius. So adventure is in the energetic fields, looking to explore, looking to gravitate toward new ideas, goals, and projects, really. So be on the explore energy and figure out what that spark is for you. Now on the fifth, we have a major favorable transit, which is going to be Mercury entering Aquarius. Now Mercury is going to be moving, and there's going to be lots of intuition, ideas, insight, and you know, projects that are going to be coming to mind, maybe for a revise, an add-on, whatever the case may be, or just a new one. And complete. Now we also have Mercury in Aquarius, conjuncted Pluto in Aquarius as well, so it will be intense, especially if you're working on new plans, ideas, but you will have intuition spikes that lead you to, you know, maybe want to write down a note, take a little idea from here or there. Okay. Mr. Bird. So, hello girl. We have a whole family here. How lovely. I think it must be feeding time. Okay, so now we also have the moon entering Capricorn. So goals are going to be on the table for the next upcoming days. So it's really about bringing ideas and plans together as well. Now on the 7th, we're going to have Venus in Capricorn trine, Uranus in Taurus. So there's going to be changes coming up for looking for improvements with maybe social connections, relationship, whatever the case may be. Now on the 8th, we're going to have the Sun in Aquarius, square Uranus in Taurus. So there will be impulsive energy, you know, so you really want to keep things balanced and look at, you know, what you might be sticking your energy and time into. Now we also have the Moon entering Aquarius, so this will be a time for you to really be open to unconventional energy with your ideas, your plans, whatever the case may be. This is a great time to think outside the box, hence color outside the lines. Make it your own. Now on the 9th, we have the Moon in Aquarius, Uranus, square Uranus in Taurus. So this is a time where you want to really take in lots of change, transformations with positivity, and really open up yourself with different areas of exploring when it comes to those parts of ourselves. Now we do have a moon event, which is going to be Aquarius's new moon, and this is going to be one of those times that's open for change and to play around with and really to like expand, experiment, and see what works, see what creative flows come in with these areas that you're going to be putting energy into. Now on the 10th, we have Mercury in Aquarius, square Jupiter in Taurus, with the Moon entering Pisces alongside a waxing crescent moon in Pisces. So, you know, with this energy combined, a lot of the imagination is going to be coming in. And this is a time you may want to take a break, maybe. Get into your hobbies. Have some little, like, fun time, you know. If you love to paint or you love to do something and you may have not had time to, like, enjoy those moments or do something you really enjoy to do or that sparks inspiration or joy in your heart, take that time out on that day and enjoy, you know, relax and take the energy that's coming in with this, you know, this feel of doing just something that you just want to do for yourself and enjoy with no expectation or time limit or time budget. Just take and indulge with it. Now on the 12th, we do have the Moon in Pisces conjuncted Neptune in Pisces. So a lot of sensitive energies coming in with, you know, areas of empathy and compassion and being able to really be open up different arms with, you know, a helpful type of energy and really like spreading that energy not only to yourself but to others as well that you may be connected with or, you know, may not be, you know, just always kindness is always free. So, you know, be kind and rewind, hunty. Now we do have the Moon entering Aries as well, so you'll be able to really progress in whatever forward movement you're looking to pursue. And coming up here on the 13th, we have a major favorable transit, which is Mars entering Aquarius. And this alignment is really to like push forward and move like with whatever it is that you're trying to do. There's a lot of momentum here, a lot of motivation, transformation, very unconventional. And this is really to embrace the change and transformation and really looking outside of the norms and approaching things with a different energy, really. And we also have Venus in Capricorn, sextile Neptune in Pisces. So a lot of different areas with relationship will be coming in for like open change and looking to communicate and understand and just really expressing with the heart chakra. Be open-minded when it comes to, you know, love. Now on the 14th, we have Mars in Aquarius conjuncted Pluto in Aquarius. So there's a lot of future energy here with motivation and really that push again to take forward action. And really, again, transformation is really big in this first half of February. And we also will be experiencing the moon entering Taurus on that day. So areas of life will be coming in with stability, and what you may want to do or how you can go about improving those areas. Now, last but surely not least, for the rest of this month, we are stopping at the 15th. So we do have the moon in Taurus conjuncted in Uranus and Taurus. So again, change little by little adds up to something bigger. So if you want to pursue something, start off small, and those small steps become monumental steps, which become very pivotal stepping stones. So that's what I have for you. So coming to you live from outside in nature. Go out and get you some vitamin D. Enjoy a nice nature walk. Really soak up this beautiful energy that's coming in today. Enjoy your weekend. And remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see you next time.